Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, how you doing, little buddy?
Hey, man, I'm fantastic. Crudy, happy Friday to you. We got Evan, we got Brian, our fair audience. Man, it's been a hell of a week. I'm glad it's happy hour on a Friday, man.
It is the happier happy hour. I want to thank Pat Kreitlow. Pat Kreitlow filling in for me for a couple hours. Had a little TCB, taking care of business, man. And is Fancy Brian? I know Fancy Brian's ducking out a little bit early. Is he still around? How you doing, big guy? Fancy Brian.
I am feeling fancy and feeling fine.
Dominic made fun of. I am modestly dressed up. I've got like a polo shirt and a sport coat. And he said, Men's Warehouse or St. Vinny's? And my response is, well, I'm just going to say this. I like the way I look.
Well, someone's got to, you know, how can you love anybody else if you don't love yourself, Crudy? Can I get an amen?
You don't.
A polo shirt and a suit coat, man? Is that?
I got jeans on. It's, buddy.
I'm so confused, dude.
I got to tell you, relative to my normal, like, yeah, like business alley attire, when I put a sport coat on, people are like, oh, You clean up nicely. I'm like, I grabbed a sport coat, but it is a clear difference. I think mostly because it conceals my belly.
Well, I'm wondering, what's that bright stuff on your head? Oh, I'm sorry. This is your forehead. You're not wearing a hat today.
I got a hat. It's back in my office.
Oh, it's a little bright.
You know, apparently
here,
I should have taken the last hour off. Why? I just
want to
come
and hang out with your college buddy, man.
You know, I can't really tell the story of what I was just talking about, but I can tell you, I have never been condescended to that way in my life.
Are you sure, man? I've known you a long time.
I was talking to a guy, and he's just pounded the snot out of me on the phone, and I'm like, really? Really? Like, do I even know you? But this guy knew more about me because I do a little radio show, and apparently he's not a big fan in some way, shape, or form. And I'm just taking a pounding on this guy about, you know, let's just say some of the radio decisions I've made through the years, some of the things I've said and
come
done.
Come on.
Apparently not a fan.
Indiscretions of youth, Michael. I mean, live in the past of 2 or 3 years ago, months ago, days ago. It's all in the past. There's nothing you can do about it now.
Well, it would be so rare that someone would have me back on my heels and not nearly... Not exactly speechless, you know, because I was still talking. But I was given like the, like, pound away, say what you're going to say to me. Yeah, disrespect me a little bit more. Yeah.
That's my job. I'm getting a little mad about this right now.
I'm thinking, you know, my wife apparently is putting on seminars for people in the general public. I'm not sure what I did to deserve that phone call, Dom, but glad to be here.
Oh, I'm sure you
did
something, man. You're just catching up on things you forgot you did.
I know, karma in the universe and all that kind of stuff. Glad to see you gentlemen on the radio, and glad that Pat Kreitlow filled in for me a couple days. He sounded like a radio professional. That's a little different than the rest of us around here.
Yeah, it sounded like he knew what he was talking about, knew what he was doing. I listened in a little bit. Yeah, he sounded great. Appreciate it, Pat.
Pat Kreitlow doing it from Chippewa Falls, somewhere up in the Northland of the great state of Wisconsin. We're going to take your Friday grievances. Do you have any? Has anyone disrespected your ass? Other than perhaps, you know, Associate Justice Alito.
Right. No right to privacy. I got one. Did we talk about Madison Cawthorn and the pillow humping thing? I mean, I've never witnessed anybody love My Pillow as much as Cawthorn did, man. Did you see the video?
I have only heard descriptions of what is contained in the furry-ass video.
You know, of all the asinine things that guy has done, from my perspective, this is the least worrisome. I mean, the guy's tried to take weapons onto planes more than once. You know what I'm saying? That's very concerning to me.
Lots of reckless driving post-revocation.
Right? I mean, you know, the mental stability of the man, I question. That concerns me, especially having a guy like that with a gun on a plane. But that aside...
Can't you still call him youthful indiscretion, Steph?
He's
only 26.
If he's mass-humping pillows, you know, I mean, who cares? If that's all you got to do, if that's what you got, you know, knock yourself out. I mean, that doesn't hurt anybody.
So what did he do? Did make sure that I and the audience are absolutely clear. What is the allegation here?
It's probably about a waist-high video shot, and he's on a bed, and he's furiously humping or pretending to hump, but he's naked, he's bare-assed, and he's just going to town in the bed, apparently on a My Pillow, Mike Lindell, My Pillow. I think Lindell should use this as an advertising campaign.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
He was really going to town. But the reaction of everybody, oh my God, you know, another naked video. Like, really? That's it? You know, a guy obviously goofing around. It seemed to me. But when I first saw it, I didn't know if it was anybody or anything was underneath him. I was unclear as who was the recipient of such a furious machinations of lovemaking. But apparently it was just a My Pillow.
And I'm serious. If you have any moral character about you, we're all in this together.
Oh, I hate it when you run out of crack. It's tough, man. It's tough times.
I've heard his ass described as very hairy.
Well, I'm not going to judge. You know, what's wrong with that?
As noted, when you and I were out, you know, caboozling with college friends, you were all quite a bit hairier, at least in terms of like forearm hair than yours truly.
Yeah,
I'm not a hairy dude. I'm a fine-haired person.
Yes.
At least on the melon in the arms.
So I'll give Cawthorn a break on the pillow humping of everything.
What about
he's
the
done.
Ass hair braiding? Should he really have braided?
I didn't see the braids, you know, but it wasn't that close. But again, as the Sicilian on the panel, who am I to cast a stone?
844-967-2789. Wouldn't it be a great time to join the conversation?
Come on, any other grievances besides the abortion stuff? There's got to be other grievances. I do have a note here, though, from the Raw story. I guess this is kind of breaking news. Trump loses lawsuit demanding Twitter lift his lifetime suspension. Now, don't get too enamored with the headline, because if we get down into it, on Friday, the judge announced Trump's lawsuit is, quote, dismissed in its entirety. The 17-page ruling noted a number of structural deficiencies with Trump's lawsuit, but did allow plaintiffs to file an amended complaint by May 27th. So he's got another bite at the apple. But I got to ask you, I mean, with Truth Social out, and we've already heard the president say that even if Elon Musk allows him back onto Twitter after the closing on the deal, that he wouldn't do it. He's got the Truth Social. Why continue on with the lawsuit then?
To try to re-platform on Twitter?
Yeah,
and he said he didn't even want to be on Twitter, right? That's
right, exactly.
I don't even want to sleep with that girl, right?
She's not my type. Have you seen her? It's not my type.
You know, I was sitting here just glancing at a couple of local headlines in the state of Wisconsin, and I see some tragic news for the former governor, Scott Walker.
Oh, no.
Here's what I mean. JCPenney owners reportedly offered to buy Kohl's department store $8.6
billion. Ooh.
But Scott Walker's entire nest egg is made up of Kohl's cash.
I mean, he was talking about taking his coupons to Kohl's back on the presidential campaign trail back in 15.
Do you remember the time we went to a Kohl's department store to try and verify the veracity of the Kohl's dollar? What are they called? Kohl's bucks?
Kohl's cash.
Kohl's cash.
Oh, yeah, Kohl's cash.
Scott Walker loved him some Kohl's cash. You know, that's how he shows you that he's a man of the people.
Well, that and the brown bag ham sandwich lunch, but he's got like $1 million a year over at the Young America's Foundation.
He's doing better.
Right? No, he's doing better. I don't want to overstate the income, but I understand he's getting paid.
Well, I thought he had mostly invested that revenue in Beanie Babies, and he and Tonette were counting on the Kohl's cash to work them through to the end of their days.
What, the Cabbage Patch Kids don't hold their value anymore, so they stepped up to the Beanie Babies?
Well, I think the Cabbage Patch Kids probably would have some intrinsic value relative, to the Beanie Babies.
Oh, man.
A greater intrinsic value. But what do I know? I'm not into the collectibles. I just collect friendships with people you.
Is that what you do? Have you got any new ones in the last 30 years, Crute?
In the last, let's just say hour, I met a stranger and got the snot slapped out of me. Because apparently I was not a stranger to them. My reputation preceded me.
Yep. Oh, that'll happen. Usually when it happens to me, people are glad to see me and talk to me. That's weird.
The guy said to me, he goes, then you know Crute. I said, I am Crute.
Click.
No, it was almost like a gleeful moment. Like, now I got the bastard I wanted to talk to. Because I've been looking to lay some lumber all day long. I got some grievances.
Oh.
And I want to share them with you people.
It's Friday.
It is Friday, and I can't drink. I've got a social event at my son's college. I don't think I can walk in, too pie-eyed and beer breath. So, I'm trying to be good here.
Well, you got to keep the weed and hooker spit out of your mouth. You'll be all right.
At least I look good. At the men's warehouse, black sport coat. I mean, it's all a sliding scale with me, you realize.
and a polo shirt.
And a
suit coat and a pair of jeans. Yeah, flip flops on?
Skechers, but I forgot I was wearing white socks. More Devils.
I'm smart and I want respect.
I'm not a respected source of information, even for me.
You will respect my authority.
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.